Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come and share with you all a relevant kingdom teaching. I'm so excited about what God has been doing. I want to thank you all, each and every one of you all who have been listening to the archived messages. We are averaging now about 200 listens per day. That's exciting. We are just grateful, and we avail ourselves to our listening audience. Should you ever have a question or something about the broadcast or about the ministry, we welcome any questions and comments. You can reach me through email at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. Again, that's empower_yourself@yahoo.com. On this evening, we're going to talk from the topic, Still Dreaming. And I just have to share with you all, I'm grateful for Apostle Rodney Zini at Clarity Training Institute for the rich word that he poured in to us today. And as we were traveling back home, themes that were presented for us to hold on to as we go forward in this week. And this that we're going to discuss came out of that teaching today from the topic Still Dreaming. So many of us have heard, I have a dream. And from that dream, and even when we dream, not often do we see the manifestation of that which we dreamt. That's because we didn't work it. So we're going to talk about that this evening. But let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus for another opportunity to share your word, to share insight with those who have an ear to hear. Holy Governor, right now I'm yielding that you would speak to us. Speak to me, speak through me, that this word would come forth with clarity and understanding so that your people's mindsets will be moved, that their truth will go to another dimension, and that they will be able to receive and execute the kingdom in their individual lives. I thank you for this now, and I give you glory, honor, and praise, counting it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We're thankful for the callers in the chat room and those on the phone lines. If any time you have a question or a comment, please press 1 and we can bring you live. Still dreaming. Again, you've heard the phrase, I have a dream. And the most historic memory of that phrase, I have a dream, came from Martin Luther King Jr. I have a dream. In a part of his speech that's recanted time and time again. It was a dream about change. And we've been able to see some of that change. Some of it we've not experienced as of yet. But more times than not, we have dreams. And people tell us, dream big. And we do. We dream big. And that's all we do. We just dream. Nothing else happens. But what we have to come to an understanding about now is that we can have a dream, and that's a good thing. But that dream has to move from just dream to vision. We have to be able to see what it is that we've been dreaming about, and then it moves from vision to execution so that the manifestation of that which we saw is happening. For the last few weeks, off and on the broadcast and even in our kingdom encounters, we've talked about sowing and reaping and understanding seed paradigm. And so this evening, I just want to share, the governor wants to share from that which was again sown into us by Apostle Vini this morning about seed paradigm. Seed paradigm. And you say, how does that apply to our lives? I'm glad you ask. It was revealed to us today in seed paradigm that our dreams are much like seeds. Our dreams are like seed. And we know that in order for seed to do the work, to manifest into anything, that seed has to be planted. Planted in the proper soil, in the proper setting. That soil has to be cultivated properly. The proper nutrients have to be in that soil so that the seed can do what it needs to bring forth what it's supposed to produce. And he said, okay, I hear that. What does that have to do with my dream? I'm like, I'm helping. I'm trying to help you. Your dream is like a seed. Your dream is like a seed. It's what God has put in you, what he has spoken to you concerning what you're to fulfill in the earth according to his original intent. You have purpose. I have purpose. Each of us has purpose. Each of us has an assignment that God has given us to fulfill in the earth. To reproduce according to the assignment that we have. I'm seeing this. Yes. We talk about, I'm turning a corner, y'all just go with me. We talk about today ears of corn. We talked about the blade and the stalk, cob, and the grain, and how we strip everything away just for the grain. And the grain often is goes back to being the seed. We talked about the state of how things are in the world, and it's because people are not understanding their purpose. They don't understand God's will for their life. And so what they do and how they interact in the earth is already limiting them. Some of them don't even dream anymore because of the limitations of their environment and their mindset. But still dreaming. I was watching a TV show, a movie actually, Minions. I like Disney. I like fun stuff. I like kid stories that they're just happy. But this evil one on Minions said, I had this dream when I was a little girl that when I grew up, I was going to be the queen. And she said, I've done everything to make it happen, and here I am today, and it's about to take place. She had a dream, but she didn't leave it. And just the dream state, that dream turned into a vision, and then she began to work that vision so that she could get the manifestation. So, again, we look at our dreams. Some of you who are listening right now have been dreaming. God has given you an idea. You've dreamt about a particular setting, a particular stage, a particular design, a particular model, a particular system. You've dreamt about it, and all you did was dream about it. When you woke up from that dream, you didn't write it down. You didn't write out a vision and make it plain upon the tablet. You didn't even articulate it. You didn't speak it out of your mouth so that it could have been set in the atmosphere to bring about change in order for manifestation to take place. You just held on to it. And again, the dream is like a seed that has been encapsulated by a shell, a seed that is lying dormant because it has not been placed in the earth, in the place of change to be activated so that it can begin the process of manifestation. And you good with that. Stop. Don't be good with that. Don't be good with that. Too many of us have been good with just a wonderful dream. That was a wonderful dream. I need you to wake up from your dream, and I need you to start initiating some process, seeing. I need you to start seeing what it is, seeing it, not just in the dream and wake up and poof, it's gone. No, I need you to start articulating it. I need you to start writing it down, because God wants manifestation. He wants and reproduces after its own kind. He wants that purpose that he's placed in you to be activated and come to manifestation. Dreaming, still dreaming, still dreaming, still dreaming. We talked about the shell and how a seed is encapsulated. And we talked about how that shell is a seed because it hasn't come to the place where it has to rupture so that the blade can come up and we can start seeing growth. That's when we're talking about vision. Vision is when the blade, when the seed ruptures and we begin to see the blade and see some growth. Now it's being visualized. But all we do is just keep it under the confines of me. And I know sometimes we have dreams and we don't articulate them and write them down in order to become visions because we're afraid. And we have always said that fear is false evidence appearing real. But it was spoken today that fear is just having faith in the wrong thing. If you have faith in God, if you have faith in the Holy Spirit that dwells within and you're trusting what the Holy Spirit is saying to you, why then are you fearful to break free of that which has been limiting you, that's been keeping you in a place where you only dream and you're not interested in vision, you're not even interested in the manifestation of what's been revealed? Okay, I can give y'all some scripture. Can I use your anything, sweetie? Y'all bear with me. Go to John 12:24, please. Prophetess Nina, come dialogue with me. I see you here. John 12:24 reads this way. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a grain of wheat fall into the earth and die, it abideth by itself alone. But if it die, it beareth much fruit. As long as you're dreaming, you ain't bearing no fruit. As long as you're dreaming, you ain't bearing no fruit. Thank you, Prophetess Nina, for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome.
Amen, amen, amen. You were in the midst of us today, and no, I didn't take a shower. Amen. but it just weighed on me because, and again, when you've been in a place where experience was a teaching that made you depend on God to do, made you look to God to do what God won't gonna do. They will tell you to dream and God gonna do it. You know, God gonna do it. God gonna do it. God gonna do it. But guess what? there's some things that if he placed it in us and he gave us the Holy Governor to lead us and to give us truth, why then are we still relying on God to do what he's already empowered us to do? And so when we're dreaming things and we're too fearful to articulate what it is and allow it to become a vision, and then we go through the process of getting manifestation of that thing, that's a problem. And the scripture said, now let's see, fall to the ground and die. That went from dream to now vision, because now it's going into a place of activation so that you can see the fulfillment of what it is that you're now able to see. I want y'all to get that. I need y'all to just stop. Okay, no. I want you to dream, but I don't want you to just dream. I need you to do something with those dreams.
Amen.
And it's something to me that when people, certain people dream stuff, they quick to get on the phone, especially if they know that you have a prophetic gift dealing with dreams. They'll call you and say, I had a dream about this, 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 this. They want you to interpret their dream. And sometimes you will give them an interpretation according to that which the Holy Governor reveals about the dream. And then guess what? They still do nothing. They want you to take the time to articulate to them what it is they may have been experiencing in that dream. And some of it was instruction for them to move into a certain sphere of influence, and they still don't move.
They want the confirmation. They want the confirmation and the affirmation, but then they still sit on their hands and do nothing. Or based on what it is they want to do, then they make a move, not based off of what Holy Spirit has guided them to do.
Absolutely. 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 And that's another thing, you know, dreamers. They love to just dream. Have a dream, wake up from the dream, have a moment, go back to sleep, wake up again, and forgot the dream. I think I've encouraged those who are connected to the empowerment place to journal, and especially those who are dreamers, to write down. If you have a dream and you're able to wake up from that dream, jot it down. It might not make sense, but jot it down. Put that thing on paper. Make it be a part of the puzzle that when it all comes together, the vision will be made clear. But for those who are just still dreaming, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think Elder Benny had talked about it's those bits and pieces of a puzzle that you get that initially may not make sense to you, but as you start putting them together, the full vision comes into play, and then you can act on it.
Then you can act on it. But if all I'm doing is just dreaming, I had a dream last night. What you dream? Well, all I remember is this. You don't remember nothing else? No. Did you write it down? No. You gonna write it down? No. Oh, okay. 2 days later, I had another dream last night, and it was just like the dream I had the other night. Just like the dream you had the other night? Yeah, so what happened? I don't remember. Did you write it down? No. You know what, after about the third time they told me they didn't have the dream just like they had the other dream. They had the dream that 3 months ago, 3 weeks ago. After a while, God got to help me, but come on, y'all, come on. There is a reason. There is a reason that the dreams are happening. Yes. Mm-hmm. There is a subconscious movement that's allowing you to see possibility. Yes, to see possibility. So once you see that, then you take the next step to articulate that. Write it down. At least get it out.
so that you can be able to see what it is that God is trying to reveal. The Holy Spirit will reveal it. If we're patient enough to go through the process as we're dreaming, he'll reveal it. But the question, that's okay. The question is, do you really want to fulfill purpose? Do you really want to fulfill purpose? Do you really want to fulfill the assignment, God's original intent for your life? Do you really want to fulfill that? Or are you okay with just living, not even living the abundant life that you're supposed to live, but just existing? Is that what you want? I don't want that. I don't want to just exist. I want to live on this earth. As thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want to live on earth as it is in heaven. I want all that God has for me. I want to fulfill my purpose. I want to work the vision and that he's given me. I want to operate in every dimension that he's placed inside of me to do. I don't want to be just one-dimensional where I'm only getting a paycheck and I'm only preaching or I'm only teaching. No, I want all the streams to be running, and I want to be able to receive everything that he has. So when I have a dream, I don't just let it stay a dream. I don't just let it stay a seed. I don't just let it stay encapsulated and small. I move that thing around until that seed ruptures and becomes a vision, and then I take that vision and I allow it to be nurtured so that I can get the manifestation of what it is that God placed inside of me in the beginning. There's so many
I was going to say, even when it comes to journaling, it's great if you have a journal, a pen and paper beside your bed, but how many of us actually go to bed charging their cell phones, or the cell phone is right next to the bed? So when you wake up, you might look to see if you've received an email, but I think every cell phone has a notepad. So you don't have to get up and grab paper and pencil. You have tools right there. You read scripture on your phone. Utilize that notepad, and then that's something that's going to stay with you to just make a quick note. You know, put the date, put what you dreamed about, and then go back to sleep. But don't lose what he has given to you. And I think so often we lose it because we don't want to take the time to write it down or to make a note, to go back to it to say, okay, this is what my dream was. Now let me study this to see where it is I need to go with it.
I know several people. I'm not going to say many because that would be a lie, but I do know several people personally who had dreams. But they didn't settle with it just being a dream. They worked it. They turned that dream into vision. They were able to articulate what the subconscious revealed in their sleep state. And then they activated it. Y'all, come on, you got to activate this stuff. And then you wonder why. You wonder why. Oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is me. You crying. All of this crying and complaining about why things aren't going the way you feel they should. And it's probably because you are doing things according to your own plan. You've got to understand this. God is good. Yes, we love him. Yes. But your will is going to override God's will. You hear what I'm saying? Your will overrides his will. His will is that you align with him, align with his plans for your life, but God is not going to make you do it. He's not going to make you do it. That should be something that we desire.
Yeah.
And we hear people say, I want to please God with everything. Stop lying, because you don't. You really don't, because if you did, then you wouldn't be operating according to your flesh. You wouldn't be operating according to your emotion. You wouldn't be cussing folks out because you say somebody then pissed you off. You wouldn't be operating like that because you would be operating according to the mind of Christ. You're being be led by the Holy Spirit, not by your spirit. And so even in that, come on, y'all, come on, wake up. Wake up from your dream. Do something with that dream. If it's verbalize it, if you've got to record it, come on, because that same cell phone that's got a notepad has a memo, a voice memo. So if you don't feel like even typing it, you can pick it up and hear voice memo, and you can say Sunday morning at 2 a.m. on this date. It's going to date stamp it anyway. I just woke up from a dream, and in the dream, X, Y, Z happened. Stop it. Name it. Lay back down. Get up. Do whatever. But don't just dream. Don't just have a bag of seeds. I see that. Somebody, God has been, you dream constantly. And you've never articulated the dream. You've never written it down to turn that dream into vision so that it can manifest, which will aid you in fulfilling your purpose in the earth. But instead, dreams that are going nowhere. Just like I could have a bag full of seeds, and I say I like flowers and want to see flowers bloom, but I keep the seeds in the packet. I'm not going to get no flowers from that. Okay. And as long as you're just still dreaming and holding on to those dreams and not turning those dreams into vision and then working that vision through a process for the manifestation, you're not going to receive fulfillment.
That's
it. It's not going to happen. We'll talk about seed paradigm another time, maybe next week, because I ain't really get into it the way I thought I would. But I'm grateful for that, what the Holy Governor has done in this. The last thing Apostle Vini said to us before we left was, your shell is broken, it's time to rise. I can't tell that to everybody that's listening today, because for many of you, your shell has not broken. You're still dreaming. You're not ready for vision. But I want to empower you today with this, that it's God's desire for you to dream, but don't just dream. Dream, but turn that dream into a vision. And then work that vision. Allow it to go through the necessary process for manifestation to aid you in fulfilling God's purpose in the earth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We're grateful amen. To those who have joined us on this evening, again, on the chat room and online. I pray that something was said. I got worked up because this excites me. I pray that something was said today to help you get to that next place and to receive a new dimension of truth concerning where you are and where God is taking you. We want to invite you that if you have prayer requests, we will be having intercessory prayer tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Please send your prayer request in. Find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. Inbox me your prayer request, and we will gladly intercede on your behalf. As always, we encourage you here at the Empowerment Place to do something to empower yourself every day. And once you've been empowered, we then want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. Nobody can do it for you. You are the key to your own empowerment. We love you so much. God bless you. Until next time. Good evening.
Good night.